We got this.
Cooling on the corner with a cellular phone. No. You could tell that the East Bay was his home.
Mr. Morpheus.
More male than the rest of the pushes. Cause he got a Tech 9 in the bush.
You see, it all started off when Levi Strauss hit Ben Davis. Monkey ass cold dead in his mouth. Ben Davis was too old and fat from sipping no Mickey's. So he called his twin nephews, Dockers and Dickies. Levi was a savage, plus his pockets was bigger. With a bodyguard named Mr. T. Hilfiger. Ben Davis felt the heat, and since he was an OG, he took a trip to Fat Farm and paid in Nietzsche. By this time, Dockers and Dickies thought the heat was all gravy. They tried to creep up, but got their buttons split by Gavin O'Navy. An officer, not a cuss, snatched him up and was juiced. His first murder case sent straight to Judge Fubu. Ben Davis heard it, hit his folks in S.S. Chevelle. Heard him on the celly cell with Jabot. Fairly pale, Levi killed all Sinatica, so wouldn't go to court. And Capitol Navy beat the case with a lure named Polo Sport. When they touched down, they was acting wild and hypey. Got set up by Pelly Pill Hoes, Adidas and Nike. Mr. T, he'll figure, said they getting too close. So he killed Pelly Pill and kidnapped his hoes for being David. Still wanted somebody to stop him, so he called his high price hitman Versace. Versace went for 300 a whop. In Oakland called Mr. T, he'll figure, slipping up in Union Band, left him floating. Versace was a killer, and he always stayed high with a badass bitch named DKNY. She loved him, but she didn't trust him, so she had to watch him closely. Got a hold of some pictures of him with a zipper inside Miyoshi. She packed her bags and freed the scene and disappeared like Presto. Less of her, she was riding shotgun with the Esco. Ben Davis tried to hide out and stall some time, but he got ID'd by Brown Weed from Carl Kanai. And Levi knew that Ben Davis was too scared, and he called his peoples with the gold grill named Wu Wear. Laced him up with game, and Levi hung the phone up happy. Told him to go collect the heat from the mighty Dada and Nappy. Told him about his little cousin, quit school to deal drugs, smoke weed and chill with thugs. And they called him Lil Bud. So G, Levi won't the phone to get better. Hooked up with an out of town nigga named Mecca. They wrote a note to Ben Davis to reveal their identity for a final showdown tonight at JCPenney. Ben Davis felt that somehow his life was in danger, so on the way to JCPenney, picked up his younger brother Wrangler. Wrangler was the toughest motherfucker for sure. When he stepped through the door, he was the first one to go. Proceed. Levi and Mecca was prepared for that plan. That's why they called a big undercover folks Timberland. And Ben Davis knew for sure that this shit was a trap. When guests showed up, busting for his dead brother Gap. But now Versace, he wasn't going out no more. He down Mecca and Timberland quick like a pro. So it was Levi and guests standing up on the pavement against the hitman Versace and monkey ass Ben Davis. And just win. They was about to act the fool in the place. Levi spotted the federal agent on the door face. And everybody tried to flee the scene and die the circumstances, but got snatched up by Giorgio Armani and Helly Hansen. And Levi crept off as everybody got arrested. He was hiding out in the lingerie section. Went to the house and realized he got away with it all. Got snatched up off a clearance rack in Bayfair Mall. Look here, they charging with murder, transporting coke and heroin, methamphetamine, speed, and selling weed to Sean John. Denied his bail, and somehow Ben Davis got the word that Lil Levi was on his way to the iceberg. It's hard to figure out who's gonna test you, cause everybody is disguised in blue feeler sweatsuits like cold assassins. Individually smashing the case switches and Reebok glasses. CO's hella deep and steel toes and Norman fatigue. His celly was an old school, straight up player. Bubblegum chewing time doer named Chuck Taylor. Tony Cortez turned feds and named his son Air Max. Snitched him out to Judge Fubu just to see him go platinum, and told him that the hit was about to happen. The only problem is when and where they send him at you. Don't let him catch you, what he told him, or it's over, son. And focusing on that yard gon' get you hit with BB guns and scene splitters. 41 nickel and black gorilla teams hitting. Ben Davis North, they shot callin', so he ain't bullshitting. Watch your back in the dimmest lights, cause Calvin Klein boys poking hard with British knights. He got an unexpected visit from a bitch that he met at the after hours, sipping on a Snapple bottle named Bonita Applebottom. She hugged and kissed him, said she loved him, miss him, and want him back. Wanna get married, and she pregnant with his baby back. He told her where the case was at, where all the trees and the cakes was at, and where the keys to his Mercedes was at.